Well, ladies, welcome back to the table. We are on lesson number 35 in the book of Genesis today. And Connie Stanfill, all the way to Genesis chapter 22.
Yes, and it's a beautiful chapter, Amy. I think we're going to get a lot out of it today.
Yes, this is very significant, ladies. We're talking about the sacrifice of Isaac. So I'm going to read Genesis chapter 22, and then Connie will teach. And it goes this way. After these things, God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham, and he said, Here I am. He said, Take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains, which I will tell you. So Abraham rose early in the morning, saddled his donkey, and took two of his young men with him and his son Isaac. And he cut the wood for the burnt offering and arose and went to the place of which God had told him. On the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place from afar. Then Abraham said to his young son, Stay here with the donkey, and I and the boy will go over there and worship and come again to you. Then Abraham said to his young men, Stay here with the donkey, and I will go with the boy over there and worship and come again to you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac, his son. And he took in his hand the fire and the knife, so they went with both of them together. And Isaac said to his father Abraham, My father! And he said, Here I am, my son. He said, Behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? Abraham said, God will provide himself the lamb of the burnt offering, my son. So they went both of them together. When they came to the place of which God had told him, Abraham built the altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac, his son, and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. Then Abraham reached out his hand and took the knife to slaughter his son. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here I am. He said, Do not lay your hand on the boy or do anything to him, for now I know that you fear God, seeing you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him was a ram caught in a thicket by its horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up as a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham called the name of that place, The Lord Will Provide, as it has said to this day, On the mount of the Lord it shall be provided. And the angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time from heaven and said, By myself I have sworn, declares the Lord, because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will surely bless you, and I will surely multiply your offspring as the stars of heaven and as the sand that is on the seashore. And your offspring shall possess the gate of his enemies, and in your offspring shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice. So Abraham returned to his young men, and they arose and went together to Beersheba. And Abraham lived at Beersheba. Now after these things, it was told to Abraham, Behold, Milcah has also borne children to your brother Nahor, Uz his firstborn, Buz his brother, Kemuel, the father of Aram, Kesed, Hazo, Pildash, Jidlaf, and Bethuel. Bethuel fathered Rebekah. These eight Milcah bore to Nahor, Abram's brother. Moreover, his concubine, whose name was Ruma, bore Teba, Gehem, Tehesh, and Makkah.
Thank you, Amy, for reading those names. God's details are important,
yeah.
And we'll talk about that at the end of the chapter here. But chapter 22 here is really a culmination of Abraham's walk with the Lord, because we find that finally toward the end of his life, when God told Abraham to do something that seemed impossible, actually, Abraham obeyed. And as we walk through this, I think we'll understand how Abraham's faith had grown and how he took God at his word and trusted him. And that's really what God is calling us to do also. But as we go through this, it says, after these things, God tested Abraham. Mm. And in a sense, that's like proving metal or authenticating faith. And truly, we know God knows all things. And actually, probably this test was more for Abraham. I mean, God didn't need to test. He knew exactly what was in Abraham's heart and how strong his faith was. But Abraham needed to know. Mm. And we needed the example also. And then also as we go through this chapter, we're going to see, we keep hearing, seeing the words son, only son. And eventually when we talk about this, we'll see how this is a type or a model or a foreshadowing of Jesus Christ,
yes,
God's only son. But we'll talk about that toward the end of the chapter. So we find here God tested Abraham, and the purpose was, again, to show his faith and to refine his faith. And he says, take your son, your only son, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah. Well, we find out later on in the Old Testament that Moriah is the place where the Temple Mount will be.
Yes.
And so there's a scripture reference about David and the Temple Mount, and beautiful, beautiful thing to think, okay, all this land is tied together, but this is where Abraham is told to do. And he's told to offer his son as a burnt offering there on the mountains. What we see next is that it says, immediately, early the next morning, Abraham goes and he does this. He makes the preparations to do this. He takes his son Isaac and the wood and the fire and a few servants. And they need to travel for a few days. It's probably about 45 miles to get to this Mount Moriah. And when they get close enough to see the mountain, then Abraham leaves the servants behind and only he and Isaac go forward. And Isaac has a very good question because he notices there's the wood and the fire, but they don't have a sacrifice with them.
Yeah.
And Abraham answers and says, behold, my son, God will provide for himself the lamb for the burnt offering. And here we see an evidence of Abraham's faith, because he's come to know that God is good and God provides good things. And God has told him to do something. And as he obeys God, God will provide what is necessary. And in the New Testament, we find more about what Abraham must have been thinking, because it's really beautiful to understand that Abraham understood God gave him Isaac. God could take Isaac away, but God would restore him.
Yeah.
So we'll read that in just a minute. But anyway, so then going on with the story, we find that they come to the place where God had told him to go, and we find just all these verbs of obedience. Abraham built the altar. He laid the wood in order. He bound Isaac. He laid him on the altar. He reached out his hand and he took the knife to slaughter his son. And so he was to the point of actually killing Isaac.
Wow.
But God called to him again from heaven. It says, the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And those two words means it's an emphasis. Stop. I mean, get attention. And that's only about 7-8 times in scripture that God actually calls somebody's name twice. And so it's really to get their attention. And so then the Lord stops him and he says, Abraham says, here I am. And the Lord says, do not lay your hand on the boy or do anything to him, for now I know that you fear God, seeing you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me.
Mm.
And here again, we're talking about, what does fearing God look like? For Abraham, that meant being willing to sacrifice probably his most precious thing in this world,
yes,
his son of promise. And it's because he loved God more.
Mm.
All right. Going on then, we find that Abraham looked up and saw that there was a ram in a thicket caught by his horns, and then this ram became the sacrifice. And so there's a substitute for Isaac, and we'll talk about that in a minute in reference to Jesus Christ. But so then it says, verse 14, so Abraham called the name of that place, the Lord will provide. And so Abraham has come to know that the Lord sees needs, and the Lord is the one who hears, and the Lord who is the one who takes care of and gives good gifts. And so he is totally worthy of our trust, because he is the one who does those things.
Amen.
And then going forward, it says the angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time and said, by myself I have sworn, declares the Lord. And so now God is giving Abraham an even greater assurance, swearing by himself, because there's nothing greater in heaven and earth than the Lord himself, that he will make his offspring as numerous as the stars of the heaven and the sand of the seashore, and that his offspring shall possess the gate of his enemies. And so we have here a sure promise of victory for eventually the children of Israel, but even more importantly for Jesus Christ, because he will conquer sin and death and rule again on this world. Beautiful, beautiful story. But as we consider this, we do need to see this really as a picture of what God is going to do to his only son, how he will die for our sins.
Yes.
He won't spare his son for us, but he will provide salvation for each one of us, because in the New Testament, Jesus is called the Lamb of God.
Indeed. And what a beautiful picture this is. And I know a lot of Christians, Connie, who look at this story and really twist it, twist the understanding and the meaning of it. And they believe that this shows that, God must be mean if he's going to do this and tease, you know. And usually you hear this from unbelievers, but every once in a while you hear it from people who say, well, I'm a Christian, but I don't get this story. And so it's very good that we look at the details and the richness and see the meaning of it and who God is in this.
Right, and truly, there's some parts we don't perhaps quite understand, but we do know God stopped Abraham, and
yes.
I don't believe it was ever his intention for him to kill Isaac, but in the New Testament, we know in Hebrews, Abraham actually knew that God could resurrect Isaac if necessary.
Yes.
And so this God who created everything and who raised his son from the dead could have done that in this circumstance also.
And that's why we need to read the Bible in its entirety. In fact, can we read that verse in Hebrews, Connie?
Yes, would you do that, please?
I would love to do that. You can actually find it, ladies, in Hebrews chapter 11, verses 17 through 19. And it says, by faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promises was in the act of offering up his only son, of whom it was said, through Isaac shall your offspring be named. He considered that God was able even to raise him from the dead, which, figuratively speaking, he did receive him back.
Yes.
Wow.
And so here we see how Abraham walking with God, coming to know this great God, creator God, redeemer God, could trust him with his son.
Oh, amen. Well, ladies, there's so much more to talk about, and Nancy and I are going to do that in just a moment. We'll take a little break, and we will be back to talk more about what this actually means for us today in this world as we go forward. We'll be back in just a moment.